return. You got your feet kicked up on the dashboard and the sun is kissing your skin. This is where I want to be. You've got me feeling good.
Oh, Brian McTavish is here. Good song, man. The Low Cash Cowboys.
Singing You Got Me.
I like that song. Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Yeah. As opposed to You Really Got Me by the Kinks. You know, it's funny how these pinned against the mat of love themes never really go away. Low Cash Cowboys headlining the country music bill, 8 o'clock today.
Yeah.
Beaumont Club in Westport. Latest single. That's a great tune. They're on a globe-hopping tour.
They sound like they'd be fun, too.
Oh, yeah. That's their whole thing. They're all about the fun. They're going to be fun in Alaska, Germany, Switzerland.
Wow.
But, you know, the thing is, even though they're all around the globe, they're just, you know, really reliably centered on that country rock thing.
I like that first line, a million miles an hour down a 40-mile highway.
A few years ago, they were very happy to be selling 50 or 60,000 copies of their homemade CD. That's quite an accomplishment. And then Budweiser threw them some promotional love, and pretty soon they were sharing bills with Charlie Daniels and ZZ Top and doing halftime shows for NBA games. They're hard driving. They're no let up. I get a kick out of this quote from their official bio. The Low Cash Cowboys like to say, "We're like stage Marines. We walk out, we take one look at the audience, and attack."
Wow.
And they're actually doing they're doing some U.S. military gigs in Germany here pretty soon as part of their tour. So that should go over pretty well. They're out of control and they're crazy. And they're the Low Cash Cowboys. Check them out.
Yeah. 8 p.m. Friday at the Beaumont Club.
Tonight at the Beaumont.
Over in Westport. Okay. Puppet are you, buddy? I know you're a puppet, too. I like that song.
Well, you know, I like that. That's a great old soul classic.
But we're not talking really music. You were talking real puppets.
Well,
real puppets.
What is a real puppet? Now, there's a conundrum.
There you go.
What we have here, we have a show called Stuffed and Unstrung, and it's going to be here courtesy of the Henson Alternative Puppet Theater.
Mm.
8 o'clock Saturday, Yardley Hall, Carlson Center, John C. Community College. Now, when I say Henson, you think Muppets, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, rightly so.
Sesame Street and the whole thing.
Absolutely. Now, these are uncensored Muppets, so to speak. You could think of it as Naughty Muppets because it's Brian Henson. The son of Jim Henson, who created the Muppets, a genius who he's been gone since 1990 from that killer strain of Streptococcus.
I did not know that.
Yeah. But his son, Brian, has carried on admirably. He actually voices Kermit the Frog, too. He's done that for all these years, just like his dad.
But this is R-rated puppetry.
This is R-rated
for adults.
Rated puppetry for adults. I'm told poop jokes will be involved. So you think about this.
Of course.
Aren't poop jokes really just
puppets
for
and poop jokes,
kids?
Sure.
I mean, it's like, you know, would you take your kid to see an R-rated movie? You might not. Anyway, Stuffed and Unstrung lays it on the line. although I don't think strings are involved. Here's the deal. You get on a big screen, you see the traditional puppet show because the camera is showing just the puppets. But if you will,
in the theater, you're
in the theater,
people will see that.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you look at the stage, you see Henson and five or six other cohorts doing all the behind the scenes stuff. So you see two shows in one, actually.
Wow.
And what's interesting is this Stuffed and Unstrung alternative adult puppet theater, if you will, evolved from a very small class, a workshop where Henson was just trying to see what he could try. And it's turned into something bigger than that. He says, the next thing we knew, we were no longer in a class, but world traveling. He calls it very, very rewarding, but I guess poop jokes are just pretty much rewarding in general.
That's 8 p.m. Saturday at Johnson County Community College.
You had a temple.
we're talking literary cannon fodder, speedy, sketch-based comedy interpretations of great books from Western civilization. My goodness. Of course, this is in Lawrence.
Of course
Where
it's in Lawrence.
Where else would it be? It's a Lawrence thing.
And, you know, we picked Kate Bush, and she's singing Wuthering Heights, one of the great classics of literature. And the two Lawrence actors, Carrie Jackson and Jerry Mitchell, who will be doing that speedy sketch-based comedy based on great works of Western civilization, they may well tackle Wuthering Heights.
Sounds very ambitious to me.
It is. It is. I think it's educational-based, maybe 2% and 98%. It's for adults. There are some naughty bits, you know.
Okay.
It's at 8 o'clock today and Saturday at the Lawrence Arts Center in 940 New Hampshire, Lawrence, for all you address freaks out there. A canon is defined as any comprehensive list of books within a field. Cannon fodder?
Uh-huh.
Foot soldiers who are sacrificed on the field of battle. Put them together and you get a comedy explosion, at least 2,000 years of history, at least 100 books, and these two actors being totally irreverent with the classics. Oedipus, the Bible, for goodness sake, in under a minute. They do each of these classics in under a minute. Dante's Inferno, Machiavelli's The Prince, Don Quixote, Moby Dick, Romeo and Juliet. So,
you know, I'm proud of you for making a selection like this. It shows that you're extending yourself a little. You're stretching even at this point in your life, and that's good.
I thank you for that.
I appreciate that.
I think that's a sincere salute from the host of the show. I thank you, Steve.
That's 8 p.m. Friday and Saturday over at the Lawrence Arts Center, right?
Yes, sir.
I've been reading about this one. This is Romeo and Juliet KC Ballet, right?
Yes, Kansas City Ballet production of Romeo and Juliet. We just mentioned Romeo and Juliet. It'll be crazy silly at the Literary Cannon Fodder event in Lawrence, but it'll be straight up tragedy. 7:30 today and Saturday and 2 on Sunday. It's the opening weekend of the ballet's production of Romeo and Juliet with music by, oh, I can never say this guy's name, it's awful. You say it for me, host. Prokofiev.
Yes.
I got it. It's at the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts. It's Shakespeare's classic love story.
I hear good things about this.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, here's the deal. They're using their feet a lot more in this production than perhaps in other versions that we've seen on screen or on stage. It is ballet, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really the story. You've got three things going on here: youthful passion, family conflict, and, of course, tragic consequences. These two young lovers, I don't want to give away the ending. They don't make it. They don't make it. And why don't they make it?
I think you just did.
You can say they're mixed up crazy kids, maybe, but the real crazy people are the intolerant, prejudiced, feud-happy grown-ups who surround Romeo and Juliet and drive these kids over the brink. I mean, if two people want to be together, why can't two people be together?
That's a good point.
I think it's true in so many cases.
That's 7:30 Friday and Saturday and 2 p.m. on Sunday, right?
Yes.
And all of Brian's picks, as always, are on our website, kcur.org. And it's the Mardi Gras KC style.
It comes once a year whether you're ready or not.
Here it comes.
It's the fourth
annual. I'm not ready.
Well, that's a little Jelly Roll Morton doing a little KC stomp Mardi Gras style. Yeah.
I like that.
Now, there's all sorts of Mardi Gras stuff going on all over town this weekend and, of course, into next week. But I think probably ground zero for this in Kansas City might well be the fourth annual Mardi Gras Festival at KC Live. You know, there'll be booze, I assume, beads.
There will be.
And lots of beats. There'll be a DJ hitting the stage around 9 o'clock that Saturday at the outdoor KC Live stage. 10 or 11 participating watering holes will let you drink all you want from 8 until 11 on Saturday. If you want to drink some Sprite or 7-Up, that's fine. Stronger liquor also available. What would you do to get free beads?
Free beads?
Yeah, what would you do?
I
would lift my shirt for beads.
Would you?
I don't think I'd get arrested.
Do that.
I mean, I'm a male of the species. I should take advantage of the double standard. I get a lot of funny looks, but I'm not going to be carted off, am I?
No. That's this weekend.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah. So you're telling me, come on, Steve.
No, I'm not going to lift my shirt for beads. No.
Would you get me to do it?
Yes.
Would you give me freebies?
You would do it, yes. That's
all
what
right.
I like about you. That's why we work out well together here. You would do it, I wouldn't.
I think I managed to significantly compromise your ethical standards.
That's Brian McTavish, buddy. Thanks as always, man. Nice job.
Happy Mardi Gras. Happy weekend. See you next time.
Same to you, Brian. Again, you'll find his complete weekend to-do list as well as previous broadcasts at kcur.org. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR up to date. Monday on the program, the historian of the U.S. Senate, plus former diplomat and retired colonel, Ann Wright. We had help this week from KCUR's Kim Noble, Kathleen Pointer, Danny Alexander, and Maria Carter. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman. Have a great weekend, all. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.